It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want to get some fresh blood, euthanize this place.
I love him. But he's getting bad reviews.
He has been. The Office is getting worse, according to some critics.
Big finale tonight, right? We've got the big finale.
One-hour finale. Yes. But, you know, I think that the initial buzz on... Pardon the fact. The initial buzz on Get Smart is pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd love to see that movie. It does look good.
We'll see what happens. Big night with TV finales. We'll be talking about those tomorrow. We're on with Patty Starr. She is Ghost Hunter extraordinaire. If you'd like to talk to Patty, you can give us a call right now, 877-365-3636. Don't forget, 1 week from tomorrow, it's Hogfest 2008, our big Biker Friday. We'll have barbecue, music from the Bad Influence Band, demonstrations from motorcycle riding concepts, prizes and displays from Patriot Harley-Davidson.
Wow.
We'll have a competition for the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, the king of queens, that means the ugly guy with the hot girl, biggest piece of S-bike, and best in show, and lots more. More importantly, we want everybody to bring their hogs down there, all their bikes. It's going to be awesome.
So prizes for pieces of S and pieces of ass.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm not sure whether Patty's a biker. Patty, you a biker?
Oh, I wish.
You know, you're really, really nice to stay on with us. I want to mention Patty's website is ghosthunter.com. And when I was at your website, I was looking up Scarefest, which sounds really intense if you're into that kind of thing. Tell us about Scarefest, where it is, when it is, what's going to be happening with that.
Okay. Well, I have I teach courses in ghost hunting, and I certify people. And one of my students came to me and said, "I'd like for us to get together and have a horror convention." And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, that sounds really great. His name's Jeff Waldridge, and I said, you know, Jeff, that sounds really great. I said, how about if we do horror and the paranormal? So we actually have. Wow. We built up this horror and paranormal convention. It's the first of its kind. It's going to be the biggest that ever hit the Southeast. And what we are including are stars that have made all of these famous horror movies like, Friday the 13th. Cool. And we're going to have a reunion with a bunch of those stars. And we've got, on the paranormal side, we have Ghost Hunters International. We have also Chip Coffee, which his own show is coming up with the Psychic Kids on A&E.
God. Where's this taking place, Patty? Where's this going to be?
It's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, September 12th through the 14th. And there, we're going to have VIP parties with all the stars. We're going to have 100 vendors that will be coming in with all this weird and unusual merchandise that would appeal to horror and to the paranormal. We have psychic readers as well as on the other side of that with the film stars. We have producers, writers. We're going to have all sorts of seminars, workshops.
That's great.
Of things to keep people busy during the day.
I smell remote broadcast. I think we'll go down there. I'd love to be in.
Oh, my gosh,
Lexington, Kentucky in the summertime.
In
the fall, September, it'd be great.
It'll feel a lot cooler, though, if all the ghosts are there.
That's right. It'll be very, very chilly. Patty, I got to get to these calls. We got a million people want to talk to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let me lock you up here. You're locked, and now let's go to Carolyn in McLean, Virginia. Carolyn, you got a question for Patty Starr.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I love the new show.
Thank you.
Patty, hi. I have a house up in New York. It was built in 1900, and for about the first year that I owned the house, there was something that would follow me around. It would be in the periphery of my vision, and it was something dark, and I would notice it. I would turn and it wouldn't be there. At the time, I had a black dog.
I'm sorry, I just want to give a little effect there, Carolyn.
The dog has since passed away, and the thing that was following me around has now stopped. So I wonder if somehow this was related to maybe a dog that had lived in the house or something like that, perhaps.
Sorry, when they were laughing, there was something you said that... That somebody passed or something?
Well, I had at the time that I would see this, I had a black dog as a pet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And the black dog...
A lot of times in situations like that, when there's animals involved, and sometimes people feel like there's a presence, and then when the animal passes, the present seems like it passes as well.
That's right.
Sometimes children will tend to... children that are in the spirit world will sometimes attach themselves to the family dog, and you'll be able to pick up their energies. And then if something does happen to that pet, then you may not pick up that energy anymore, because what has happened is that animal has become like an angel for this spirit, and that animal probably helped that child pass over.
Wow, I like that one. Carolyn, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Alex in Falls Church. Alex, you're on with Patty Starr, Ghost Hunter.
Ooh.
Oh, he was afraid. He wimped out. I'm sorry about that,
Patty. You mentioned dogs. Are dogs and cats sensitive to spirits in ways that humans are not?
Rob really is into this. Rob believes all
this. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And also pet birds like your African greys and things of that nature are in horses as well.
Hmm.
So it's just not, it's just not just for, cats and dogs. You have other animals.
If you see animals flipping out, they could be responding to something that we're not even aware of.
Absolutely. Or if you see them, playing very, you think, what are they playing with? You know, sometimes cats will do that. They'll roll over on their back or something. And it looks like they're playing. And a lot of times that could be a child.
Not spirit. Just chasing their tail. Let's go to Susan in Crofton. You're on with Patty. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're very scared right now.
It's
very scary.
I have had actually three incidents with ghosts, and no one can convince me that ghosts aren't real.
Uh-huh.
Very, very real. My parents had an old farmhouse, and it was known as the house that everybody gathered at for holidays.
Uh-huh.
And one Thanksgiving, my mom and I were sitting there having dinner, and they had a wooden porch, and we heard somebody walk up on the porch, and I asked my mom, I said, are you expecting anybody? She said, no, not at all. And we heard the front door open, and we could see the door. It didn't physically open, but we heard it open.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And there was no one there.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a...
Do you have a question, Susan? Do you have a question for Patty?
No, I was just calling
Just wanted to tell your ghost story. That's
a good story, though.
That's a good story. All right. I wanted to get to this call. Rob from Frederick, Maryland, you have a question about Ouija boards.
Yeah, what's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Cool. You got a question for Patty?
Yeah. My dad and stepmom moved into this house, and they were remodeling the thing, and their tools, like, at nighttime would be moved from where they put them, and they had one day they woke up, and all the doors were shut downstairs, that they had never even shut these doors, just a lot of weird stuff. So jokingly, I told them I was going to get a Ouija board out and try to get in contact with it, and my stepmom got real serious, and she was like, not a chance, because she didn't want me to piss it off, if that's possible.
Right.
Now, where are you on Ouija boards, Patty? How do you feel about those?
Okay, this is the way I feel about Ouija boards. Ouija boards and everything in the universe has a vibration. Even our own bodies have a certain speed, a certain vibration.
Vibration, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you deal with Ouija board or another thing that I deal with is what we call dowsing. And that is when you use a tool like a dowsing rod.
They use to find water sometimes, right?
Right. If you use dowsing tools like a pendulum or rods or anything of that nature, that vibration is very high. And if you could hear it, it would be so high it would almost sound like a whistle. I mean, it would go, like a whistle. If you could hear the vibrations to a Ouija board, it would sound very low and methodical. Like a boom, 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 boom. So what happens is, when you're dealing with that type of tool for communication with spirit, you are opening yourself to allow a darker entity, a darker level, a lower vibration.
So are you saying that by
using a big chance?
I'm sorry, Patty. So you're saying by using the Ouija board, you might let something bad into your life?
Right.
Yes. Wow. All right, Rob, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Patty.
Right. Now, if you use the divining rods and the pendulums, they can't get through that vibration.
Oh, okay.
It's too high. It's
all
too
I know
fast.
Is one time I was building the house, and they said, get a dowser. I said, that's hocus pocus.
Right.
And, 750 feet later, when I was using the regular stuff, I said I should have used the dowser. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was a dowser was a minister.
Yeah.
He was actually a minister that used it. Yeah.
All I know is the story Rob just told is basically the plot of the movie House on Haunted Hill.
George from Sacramento, you're on with Patty Starr. We've got time for a few more phone calls for Patty.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Hi,
no
Patty.
Problem.
How are you?
Oh, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, check this out. 4 years ago, I moved in with my girlfriend in her house.
Sinner.
Exactly.
God is punishing you.
Exactly. But anyways, in the kitchen, I'm facing north, okay? And I swear, it feels like somebody's watching me. I'll look to the right, glance, and there's no one there.
It's Rockwell.
Exactly.
Great answer.
And one night, Patty, it's freaking me out now because I'm sitting there at night with the lights off and watching TV, and all of a sudden I get this cold chill, and it gets cold.
Do you have a question, George?
Well, what is that? I mean,
The fridge is open.
Very cool.
It's the refrigerator.
Oh, you are, Mike?
It's, thanks. But, all right, hang up and listen, George, because we got to take a lot of calls here. Patty, what do you say about a lot of the people with the cold chills?
A lot of times, in order to draw energy from the atmosphere, it will lower the temperature in a room, and it will affect the electromagnetic field. It'll make the hair on our arms and the back of our neck stand up. And that's a very physical, for me, that's very physical evidence when you have the drop in the temperature and you have that sensation come around you. That's a very good indication that there is possibly something there that might be of a paranormal nature.
Okay, I'm going to ask everybody to make their questions and their comments as quick as possible to everybody. Really, we got about. I'd like to get to all these calls. We might not be able to do that. But Susan from Fairfax, a quick question or a comment for Patty, real quick, please.
Hi. Well, this is actually – hi, Patty. Nice to meet you. I'm a firm believer in ghosts and angels and all of that, as crazy as that may sound. But I have a situation that's very similar to Rob's, and that's the reason I'm calling in, is also just for Rob. My son is 10 years old now. When he was 5, my grandfather passed away. My grandfather didn't speak English, but the two of them had a very close bond. From the time my son was 5 – he would always get a funny look on his face at different times and stuff. And I asked him, I said, what is it? He said, well, every time I'm looking one direction, I can see, and he would call him Opa. He said, I can see Opa on the corner of my eye. But when I go to look at him, he disappears.
It was his name, Jeremy.
No.
But Rob, what I told him, and Patty, help me if I was right here, I said, maybe he's afraid of scaring you, so he stays out of your vision. Mm. I said, have you said, Opa, I can see you? You know, why don't you stay? So, you know, show.
Okay, real quick, Susan, what happened? Yeah, what happened? Real quick.
He sees him whenever he wants to now. He can talk to him. He's comfortable with him.
And how old is he? How old is he now?
He's 10 now. And actually, the funny thing is, one day I walked into his room and he just sucked his breath in. And I said, "What's up? What?" And he said, "You just walked through my grandpa."
Oh wow!
Wow,
Patty, what do you think of that?
Well, that's very good. Her observation is very true. And we have what we call a psychic sight, and that is in the corners of our eyes on both sides. And what will happen is if you turn real quick, that disappears. They're not disappearing because they don't want to scare you or anything. They're just disappearing because they're not actually in that sight area. They were just in your psychic sight. Mm. And then with training and with belief, you can actually bring them forward, which he has already done.
Oh, I swear to God. I swear to God,
in the corner of his eyes, he can see them right out front.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Dan on I-270. Dan, you grew up in a haunted house. You got a question for Patty?
I did, actually.
Real quick, Dan, because we've got to take a lot of calls.
Real quick. The original house was built in 1814. One of the owners was killed accidentally by a shotgun blast in the back of the head. She was a farmer's wife. She was standing at the stove cooking, and we would see her from time to time. When my great-grandfather passed, it was common knowledge in the family that the house was haunted. Everyone accepted it. When my great-grandfather passed, she went away.
Okay.
Is that common?
Sometimes let me tell you with my own experience what's happening. Sometimes when you have a death like that and there's already a haunting in the house and these people are earthbound and they have not crossed, they do build some type of relationship and bond subconsciously with the people that are there. And so what probably happens?
Today I'm headed over to the job fair at Valley View High School to find some new interns.
Was the grandfather that passed. He probably, in that spirit time, in that spirit world, before he left to go on, actually was able to guide her and probably carried her on across.
Oh, man, I'm scared already listening to all this. This is amazing. Jennifer and Alexandria, you got a question for Patty Starr.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer, all that good stuff, but I am curious how they can move things. If you can't see something, but it's moving something, or what it is that makes some people see what they see and some people not see, is it just the energy? That's the part that I don't understand.
That's like right out of the movie Ghost, too, you know, where he's trying to move that penny with his finger.
It's always Ghost with you.
But, I mean, yeah, I love that. Well, Demi Moore, never hotter.
That's true.
Yeah. What do you say to that one, Patty?
Well, you know, sometimes there's no way that I can answer every question.
Right.
It is very common sometimes when other people can see, others can't, other people can feel. As far as these things moving, that is a very awesome experience when you can sit and watch something actually move and you know that there's no explainable force behind it. A lot of times that is to let you know that they're actually there. But as far as everyone being able to witness the same thing at the same time, again, it goes back to our all individual psychic abilities and the way that we perceive things from the spirit world.
Okay, Patty, I got time. We're going to take 4 minutes. And you
Thank
have been
you.
So generous with
Thank
your time.
Much.
I really appreciate this. And we're going to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and get involved in Scarefest and all this. I'm going to ask everybody. I got 4 more questions. We're going to start with Tyler. Tyler, really, really quick. We're going to try to get all 4 here before we have to break. Okay, go ahead.
Hi. First of all, love the show. Just started listening to it.
Thank you.
Next question. My grandpa died about 4 years ago, and there's this one light out on the country road out going out towards my house. Every time I go by it, it always clicks off.
It's one of those light sensors.
No.
That would turn it on.
Oh, that's right. That would turn it on. I'm sorry. Just trying to be a skeptic, Patty. Sorry about that.
I was just wondering, what could that possibly be my grandpa? I mean.
Okay, all right. Hang up and listen. We'll see what Patty has to say. What do you say to that one, Patty?
Okay, a lot of times when you see something that happens, either a strange bird lands somewhere or a light goes out or a radio comes on, if you have a thought on that moment, oh, my God, is that my grandfather? I always say go with that thought.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to get your attention. And if that's what you get, then go with it.
It's almost like when they'll say to a woman, you're walking to your car, you have that sense that there's danger, and you want to run. You know, you follow that instinct, right? You follow the instinct. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. Let's go to Steve. We got time for 3 more calls. Steve from Rochester. Quick question for Patty Starr.
Yep, Patty. What are you wearing?
It's you'll have to ask her ghosts somewhere way down the road. Patty, what are you wearing?
I'm a lover of blue jeans and T-shirts, darling.
Oh, I was hoping it was something swooping and ethereal.
That's hot.
That works for me. Let's go to Alan in Spokane, Washington. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a question in regards to spirit possession. Has she ever come across anything in that nature?
That's a good question.
About?
Okay, Patty, anything about exorcist or anything
in
like that?
Yes, like I said, in all my 30 years of doing these investigations, I've never really run into anything as far as the evil, demonic, and possession. Now, you can have attachments. They're a little bit different. Attachment is when they just sort of get in with your electromagnetic field. They kind of hang on to you a little bit. You may start to feel tired. You may get depressed. You may start, your immune system might start to lower, and you'll want to get rid of that energy. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do that through meridians, through EFT. It's kind of like a whole other section that we could talk about for a very long time. But that can happen. You can clear them out by smudging.
Smudging?
Will remove them from your field.
Smudging? What do you mean smudging?
Smudging is when you take sacred sage, you light it, and then you just go through and you whiff the it's a smoldering sage. It creates a smoke. It's very cleansing, and it will go in. It is very positive for very positive spirits, but then anything negative, it repels instantly.
Smells okay, Patty, too. And one final
delicious
question.
And meatloaf.
Yeah, very good. I like sage and meatloaf.
Me too.
Let's go to Tony. Tony in Bealeton, Virginia. You are the last question for Patty Starr. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I was wondering how I could go about finding a local group or people to go out ghost hunting with.
Okay, good question. Your last question, Patty, what's the answer to that one?
I usually tell people, I get lots of emails, people wanting me to hook them up with these groups.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, right now, when I first started going out professionally and doing this, back in 1994, there were 3 of us on the internet. Now there's over 140 million websites.
Wow.
So if you go to Google and you type in your town name and then the next word is ghost hunters, you will be amazed at how many are out there. My advice is before you get to decide which groups you want to go with, check out their website, get some references, meet with them, make sure they're on the up and up, and then you can decide if that's the group that you would like to start your new craft and hobby with.
Well, Patty Starr, you are an awesome guest. I tell you, this was, we could have taken 300 more questions about all this stuff.
She must return.
Yes. I didn't even get to tell you about, Mr. Clark, the guy up at the house that I go to up in Maine. in my haunted house, my 1900 house up there that's got a ghost also. But
haunt us again.
We have to have you back so you can talk more ghosts for us, okay?
Oh, I would love to come back anytime, you guys.
And your website is ghosthunter.com. That's where everybody can find out about Scarefest, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you so much for mentioning that. I sure do appreciate it.
Oh, well, we appreciate you hanging for two breaks with us. We appreciate that, Patty. Good luck and happy hunting, okay?
Okay, to you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Patty, Patty Starr. She's Ghost Hunter Extraordinaire. Man, that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I really like that. Well, the fun keeps coming. We go right from the world of ghosts to the world of politics, the unusual world of politics.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to talk to a presidential candidate.
Wow.
No, not one of the big three that are out there right now.
Is he a haunted candidate?
Well, he was a legitimate congressman. He's Bob Barr.
Bob Barr.
He's a movie star, too. He was in that Borat movie. Right?
Hooray. Hooray for Hollywood.
We'll talk libertarian politics coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.